I didn't. I don't think you should have went back to Cleveland. I still don't think you should have.
Hello, Q. Well, don't start this.
I mean, I can only speak my truth. I thought he was gonna stay in Miami. I still think he should have, but he got a ring. So I'm glad that this happened. But the historical context of coming back from 3-1 is to be celebrated. Barnes, Azealy, are you paying them? Are you gonna let them walk? I'll go first. I think you have to let Barnes walk. I sign Alan Crabb. Fuck Harrison Barnes. I'm not signing him for $20 million a season. Yes, I'm being so sincere.
Wait. So you're putting Curry, Clay, Crabb.
There's no reason you could buy that team at all.
Yes, there is.
What?
Yes, there is.
Who are you trading out for Harrison Barnes? You freaking.
I'm not trading out anybody. I'm letting him walk in free agency.
Nah. Who are you picking up? You gotta do something to replace that. I'm not saying he's an all-star talent, but
I'm going to pay Alan Crabb for a lot less money. He's a younger guy. He's not gonna get $20 million a season. That's $5 million that I can use.
To get who?
To get anybody else.
For the Warriors? What?
Yeah. I'm not signing Azealy and I'm not signing Barnes, dude.
Azealy makes sense. Barnes does not.
Barnes doesn't make sense? Really? Wow. Crabb?
I just don't think there's a reason to
see, divide. No. This is some shady shit. You want them to keep Barnes because he was smut this whole entire season. He was ass. So you want this?
I agree. He was ass. You can't front on his versatility as a player. Like, I don't know.
I feel like
with the proper, like, I don't know, like, quote unquote trading or whatever, he could be amongst, like, he could be like a Draymond or an Andre Iguodala. Like, he has that power. He played well last year, if I remember correctly. Like, I don't think that he, if he walks like that, I guess that's fine. But I don't really see any reason to get rid of the team.
But you're going to pay him $20 million a season.
On the best.
We don't know.
On the best. That's just,
I'm using that because this is what people are expecting him to command. $20
million. He could be starting money.
If he's going to take 15, then we can talk. If he demands 20, his ass can get the fuck on. I'm not paying you $20 million. To be honest, the way you played in these finals, you deserve about $6 million a season. And honestly, Azealy can walk too. I'm not like Pau Gasol is out there. I could probably get way better minutes from Pau than I got from Azealy this year. Barnes, dude, I love Alan Crabb. I think Alan Crabb could come in and do everything that Barnes. I think he can come in and do everything. Barnes is
Crabb would get pummeled on a LeBron.
Harrison was getting pummeled on LeBron post up. Oh, no. Let's not do that. Harrison Barnes was getting shitted on all series by LeBron James. Shitted.
Hold on.
How many players aren't going to get shit on LeBron James? Let's talk about that.
Let's hit the brakes real quick. We're also only talking about the Warriors in context of this series. Let's talk about the fact that throughout the entire season, that this team has again had the best. Like, let's not throw out the accolades that they did achieve. That it's not. Just because they lost the finals doesn't mean that they're a shit team. Doesn't mean that their players are shit. Like, I do agree that Harrison Barnes could have shown up more along with some other players.
They're not shit.
Hold on. We're going to say that Steph choked, but we're not going to toss him out. Like, of course not. Like, I don't believe there's a reason to dismantle this team. They did suffer a lot of injuries, and I do feel like, because I don't even think we changed our team up too much aside from coaching.
But the thing is, though, is that Steph earns his money. I'm not saying that Harrison Barnes hasn't earned money in this league, but you're not a $20 million guy. And this is just from the reports I've seen. You're not going to be getting $20 million from me if you can't show up. If you can't at least give me three threes a game then I can't really rely on you. Why am I going to pay you $20 million? Oh, because you can stop you. So you can prolong LeBron taking a shit on you. All right. Okay, cool. You stop LeBron for 5 seconds. That doesn't mean shit. Allen Crabb, I could get him for damn near $12 million a damn season. And you, yes, you could.
No, you couldn't. You're going to get 15.
You think he's getting 15? He's
going to get paid. That's the average starter.
From
money.
Portland?
Do a lot of salary caps. About to get my shit.
Not
from Portland, from somebody else. And guess what? He's a restricted free agent, so any other team can hike up the price. So Portland.
I still don't think he's going to get $15 million a season. I don't know.
Hey. If Evan Turner.
Yeah, those are the damn Knicks. The Knicks are a fucking mess. But the Knicks are a mess.
Yeah.
Anything is possible when you are a mess. if you're the fucking Kings and you're the Knicks, yeah, you probably do take contracts like Evan Turner. That's just atrocious. But I think you can get people like Crabb for less money. At least we can agree on him getting less money. The specifics are up in the air. But he's going to be less money than Harrison Barnes. And Crabb was not scared. Crabb was not scared of the moment. Let's not forget that entire series against Golden State. Allen Crabb, CJ, and it was probably just those two. Those last two games, they were the ones on fire. CJ was not afraid, and Crabb made some key stops, and he made some good shots. And I think you could get. I'm being so serious. I think he has more potential in the NBA than Harrison Barnes does. I think people are buying into this narrative that Harrison Barnes is like this, you know, versatile. Oh, he's versatile. Oh man, you know, he can do all this stuff. I don't give a shit. He's in the finals. He's in the finals going absolute ghost. That's worth $20 million on both
on
ends.
Offense. On both offense.
Ends. On both ends no. of the floor.
No.
Yes.
No. What did I tell you? Game one, I gave credit to Steve Kerr for getting the defensive matchups to have Harrison Barnes and Andre Iguodala using his help defenders on LeBron to shut him down, whether it be rotating between Barnes, Iguodala, and Draymond Green. He used Barnes. Defensive versatility is now becoming the biggest key for prospects in the damn league. It's becoming your ticket. If you got that, Draymond Green
is... You do realize that Draymond Green is a much better player than Harrison Barnes overall. I'm saying that Harrison Barnes being able to help for 3 seconds on Draymond Green and Iguodala's defense, who's doing the most work. Oh, let's not do that. And I can hear Harrison Barnes.
You are so
sleep.
How are you asleep?
I am not asleep. I am so awake right now. Y'all the ones tied into he's defensively versatile. This nigga ain't do shit all finals. And y'all
all
trying
finals,
to help
stop
you.
Saying the finals. What about all season, though?
All season. I can plug in Allen Crabb and do the same shit for less money. Iguodala played MVP level defense on LeBron James. So now we're gonna say that Harrison Barnes was a big part of that? Fuck out of here with both of y'all. Hell no, not a big part of that shit. Draymond's defense on LeBron. Now we're trying to say Harrison Barnes getting a hand in there was huge. Get the fuck out of here. What are y'all saying? Iguodala and Draymond Green alone, they were the ones who did that shit. The help defense from Clay and Harrison Barnes, who gives a shit? You didn't do shit all finals.
Ugh.
Who gives a fuck? Okay,
bro, this is atrocious. What am I listening to?
That's not atrocious. Y'all are so asleep if you think that Harrison Barnes is worth $20 million a season. That is horrendous. Y'all are making the case. Yes, you. Oh man, he's defensively versatile.
No, we're not.
I'm interpreting that because you're alluding to that.
You are interpreting.
Yes, you are. You just said that defensive versatility. Yes, you have. Yes, you have. Yes, you have.
I have not. So, have I ever asked or said anything to infer that?
That is a negative. There's been none of this.
Both not listening because you just said, Ryan, that defensive versatility is the key. That's your ticket, right? That's your key.
When did we say this?
That's your. He just said this, right?
I said if
you're ticket in the league, right? I take it ticket in the league.
That's key to $20 million.
So one can infer that you're saying, I mean, dude, he's so valuable to the team that they have to fucking keep him. So I'm going to take that as, oh, he's worth all that damn my money then. If he's asking for
Bab is worth the same as Harrison Barnes.
It don't mean the same thing.
I'm saying Grab is not worth, like, you can't replace Harrison Barnes with.
Yes, you can. Yes, you alone. Can. Y'all are so sleep. You could put Robert Covington in for the fucking Harrison Barnes and you would get the same production. Oh, can y'all stop goodness. That? Can y'all stop acting like Harrison Barnes is the second coming of like some Kawhi Leonard and shit? He's not even on that level. Y'all are acting
what
like
is
it.
What's happening right now?
Y'all are acting like it. Y'all are acting like.
What?
I am not really shitting on him. He shitted on himself this whole finals. He played himself. He can't even make an open fucking layup. And you're telling me, oh, pay him. Defensive versatility, though. But that defensive versatility is not helping you get open layups. That defensive versatility.
Wait, hold on, Doug. Are you having a conversation with yourself? Because we're not saying any of these things.
Yeah, like you're making the point that your contract, what I'm inferring from your points is that the contract alone is
the right. Contract alone is what you do to help your team. And is his defense?
Oh,
I'm not. I said he's not helping his fucking team. On defense, okay. Y'all go back and listen to this podcast that everyone listening, my position for concrete evidence is that Harrison Barnes disappeared on both ends of the floor. Disappeared. He was a non-factor in this entire finals. That is my position. You can go back and listen to it before. Why is he on the floor in the death lineup? Is because you can't go away from your identity as a.
Why was he better than Varejao on the floor? Why was he better than Azili on the floor? Why was he better than?
Why is garbage? Why does shit happen?
Finals as your vouch.
I don't fucking know. Why is garbage? Why is garbage better than shit? I don't know.
The finals is not the. Is not the end all be all though. Like you're saying,
the finals is the end all be all in this situation. If you're trying to talk
contracts, what are you talking about? Yes,
it is. Y'all not going to sit up here and tell me Harrison Barnes commanded anything above no damn $10 million in this finals. Y'all not going to do that.
In the finals, stop saying the finals.
The finals is for all the marbles. You're 73-9. You're supposed to be the best team of all time. Everyone's on their knees giving hand jobs to this team every day on ESPN, and you don't show up. So don't talk to me about how his defensive versatility. You didn't do shit on both ends of the floor. Oh, I got a hand in there when Iguodala was defending. That's worth 20. Get the fuck out of here. He's not worth no damn. He's not even worth $5 million. He played like shit. This entire final, dude.
Hard,
Azili played like shit. Barnes played like shit. They both can walk. They both can walk because they're not ready. Barnes is not going to turn into this, you know.
Even though they won a championship last year?
A championship last year that was really predicated on Iguodala and Curry. That had nothing to do with them. Harrison Barnes was not no damn huge part of that championship. Don't ever do that. That was on the fact that Curry was and Iguodala. That was on the fact that Curry and Iguodala went off. That was it. Klay was a non-factor. Harrison Barnes was damn near average. He was just another role player. Don't ever do that because people need to keep in perspective. This is the shit I'm talking about. These are the things that people will defend the Warriors for, and it pisses me the fuck off. People defend the Warriors players on different standards than other players. What am I talking about? I'll repeat. The people in the media and a lot of people watch basketball do not hold the Warriors players to the same standards as other players.
Did we not criticize a bunch of
players? Did I say that you didn't? I said people don't. And in this position, you are not criticizing Harrison Barnes the way that he should be. I think you both are being entirely too soft. I think you are being entirely too happy-handed with him, dude. He played like fucking garbage this
round.
And this is indicative of what you're going to get if you pay a player $20 million.
So when Whiteside gets a $20 million contract and then doesn't help that team win or make the playoffs,
Whiteside doesn't deserve that money. That's why I say he doesn't deserve $20 million fucking dollars a season. He hasn't proven himself. I'm consistent in my shit talking. I'm consistent. So then,
does he deserve a max contract?
If I'm being real with myself, I haven't seen it enough. The IQ is not there. The fact that Whiteside goes for blocks instead of altering shots and trying to be a good positional post-up defender, then you're not a fucking all-star to me. I'm sorry. You're not commanding max dollars. Harrison Barnes here too. You, on both sides of the floor in the finals, did not make enough of an impact for me to justify paying you
big. I don't understand why you're solely talking about the finals. Like,
Finals matter. Do the finals not matter?
But nothing else does. Hold on. But nothing else does. Nothing. Literally, nothing else matters.
Nothing else matters when it comes to me giving.
So when LeBron played like shit,
LeBron every year before that has proven that was an anomaly. Harrison Barnes has.
Hello. What is happening?
Harrison Barnes has gone ghost. Harrison Barnes has gone ghost on many occasions.
You have to work in the morning, dog? Because you're talking nonsense right now. I don't understand what's going on right now.
Harrison Barnes has gone ghost on many a time. Let's not act like this was just an anomaly.
Like every player, LeBron had 18 in the finals. Like,
that is an anomaly.
He had three games where like over five turnovers. He actually beat Magic. He beat Magic.
That's Johnson's an anomaly.
Record for most turnovers in the finals.
Holy shit!
That's not an anomaly. That's not an anomaly. Y'all are trying to tell me that LeBron James proving his greatness every year before 2011. Okay, he choked. It happens. All right. Next year,
but it doesn't happen to Harrison Barnes.
No, because though he's been ghost. He's been ghost many times before. Maya Angelou says, when someone shows you who they are, believe them. I believe you. You're not about this life. You're not about this $20 million life, fam. I'll take crab over you any day, fam. I can plug in a Robert Covington with you, fam, and we can have the same results, fam, and we'll probably have better defense because Robert Covington was top three in steals, fam. Let's not do that, fam. So when we're talking about Harrison, yes, it is. In this context, Harrison Barnes.
Players' defense. No, it's not. Then you were.
I'm misinformed. The fact that Robert Covington with the steals on a bad Sixers team would not translate to a great team like the Warriors. You're crazy. You're crazy.
We don't know. We don't know. It's tautological. No,
you're crazy. Save that shit. You're crazy if you don't think that shit wouldn't happen. That's the analytical. Like, fuck out of here. That shit with Harrison Barnes in the finals is indicative of what you're going to get if you pay him maximum money, dude. So you're telling me that. So you're telling me
he's not going to try harder. So even though he just lost the finals, you're going to tell me that just because, like, I don't understand how you're defining this dude solely by the finals.
Where is Lance Stephenson?
I don't give a shit about Lance Stephenson. I hate that
exactly,
nigga.
Exactly. You don't give a shit about him because guess what? Everyone thought, oh man, Lance earned his contract. You know, Lance.
No,
was pretty-
I hate it. He's good.
Lance was a sixth man of the year, man. I mean, he was so good. I'm bringing Lance into this because it's the same shit. Everyone, just because you play a role.
Harrison Barnes has a ring.
Okay. So does fucking.
I'm just saying, he contributed to that.
So does David Lee. David Lee has played a bigger part in a finals game than Harrison Barnes has, and I dare someone to tell me that I'm wrong. So you're telling me that you're going to pay David Lee $20 million a season?
I mean, that's a completely different position. He brings something completely different to the team than Harrison Barnes. Yeah, what are you talking about,
dog? Y'all are making so many excuses for Harrison Barnes right now. It is so sad.
Why are we still talking about Harrison Barnes?
Because this matters, and I need you all, everyone listening, this is indicative. This is such a spotlight.
Wait a minute. Let's also pay attention. This is coming from the same dude that said Golden State in 7.
This is also coming from the same dude that said Golden State would not win the finals. So I'm a sham and a prophet at the same time. It happens. But what happens when we talk about these Golden State players is that I believe you all are being incredibly soft on Harrison Barnes. I think you all are just being very soft on him. But this is just indicative of what the media does to Golden State players. I haven't heard.
What are you talking about, bro? I hate the Warriors with everything that I have.
Let me profess what I'm saying so you all can clearly get what I'm trying to talk. What I'm trying to give you all is that this is what the media does, and this is what annoys me, is that, and this is what something that Ken brought to my attention, and I couldn't put my finger on it. And like I said, though, every time the Cavaliers win, it's very formal. It's very begrudgingly. Yeah, good. I guess that was a good win by LeBron. You know, it was all right. It was a good win. Great win. But when the Warriors win, everyone is on their knees sucking Steph Curry's dick every fucking time. And I always wondered why. And I might, and it might just be because Steph Curry is a more likable guy. But at the end of the day, I noticed that they do this for every Warriors player. They don't give out the slander that they would do to a KD, a Westbrook, or any of these guys. So when I look at Harrison Barnes, who went absolutely ghost both sides of the floor, he really didn't make an impact on either side of the floor that was noticeable enough for me to be like, man, he's playing good. Never. So I said, damn, this dude is really choking it up right now. This dude is really looking like some shit right now. And he played like garbage. And what happens? No one says a thing. Everyone's like, hey, man, come on, man. You know, 73-39 means something, right? No, it doesn't. This whole season is a fucking disappointment. I'm sorry. I'm in that camp. I'm in that camp that this season means absolute dog shit now. 73-39. Okay, cool. I'll still take the 96-6 Bulls and 5 over Golden State in a hypothetical. I'm keeping this very centered because this is what people do is they always talk about how Golden State players, they hold them to different standards. If LeBron did what Harrison Barnes did, like I said, the memes would be out of control. The slander would be absolutely horrendous. What am I expecting from Harrison Barnes? I'm expecting you to play like a guy who wants a $20 million season contract. I'm expecting you to make at least 3 or 4 threes a game. I'm expecting. How do I define that? I just said make 3 or 4 threes a game. I need you at least to get 17 or 15 points a game. LeBron's game is not predicated on 3-point shooting. Harrison Barnes. What the fuck are you talking about? Harrison Barnes lives at the 3-point line.
Are you kidding me?
Yes, he does.
What are you talking about?
Bro, if you're going to tell me
shots, how many mid-range shots?
If you are going to tell me that Harrison Barnes does not live at the 3-point line as a knockdown shooter, you are crazy.
Okay. Here's the shot chart. All right, I'll give you the shot chart.
A shot chart. Please, please, please go whole season. Do not just go.
You're the one talking about the finals, Q. You're the one saying about the whole finals. Finals matters everything, all the marbles. That's what you're saying. Now you're saying whole season. Now because you want to have more liability here. I'm sorry. No. God, I can't even. Leniency here? Like, I really.
The whole.
You can't have the whole finals. You're using somewhat of a double
standard. The whole finals, the dude was living at the 3-point line. The whole finals.
That's fine.
Please let
me know. Also, the finals aren't everything. Yes, they are.
Yes, they are. Wait a minute. The finals are everything. The finals are everything.
Hold on. Q, let me say this. If the Warriors won this ring and won the championship,
yes.
Would it be any different?
I still say go after Allen Crabb over Harrison Barnes. I think that would
be awesome. Who the fuck is this Crabb nigga? Get this nigga out of here. No one knows this nigga.
Everyone knows who Allen Crabb is if you follow ball. If you follow ball that in depth from Portland, the dude, I think he's number 23 or 25. From Portland, the dude with the fucking, you know, the honeycomb throw and shit, whatever. He's got a fade and shit. That dude was balling his ass off against Golden State. They just lost in 6 games because they didn't have enough. They had Mason Plumlee and all that shit. So my problem, like I said, is that people do not hold Golden State players accountable. They just don't. They just fucking don't. And like right now, everyone's, you know, getting. Yeah, the memes are there, but the memes are not as hard. The ridicule online is not as hard as it would be for a LeBron or a Kyrie, for Curry. It's not as hard as it would be for Klay Thompson. It's not as hard as it would be for Azealy. No one is saying a fucking thing, and I dare one of y'all to say that it is, because the ridicule is not there the same way it would be for the Cleveland Cavaliers. And that is because Golden State has become the NBA's Golden Boys, and people are afraid to just say that, yo, they got out-muscled, they got out-hustled, and they got the shit beat out of them by a team that became hungrier when it was time to go. And that is indicative of the non-contributing ass of Harrison Barnes and Azeli. I'm sorry, you cannot chalk me out of this that Harrison Barnes and Azeli play like shit. They play like shit. And to respond to your point, yes, the finals are everything. If you're chasing best team of all time, it is everything. Ask Scottie Pippen. It don't mean a thing without the ring. 72-10 don't mean a thing without the fucking ring. This season is a disappointment. They look fraudulent, and it looks a lot like a fucking sham. I'm sorry. I thought the whole point of the NBA was to win as many championships as possible. Am I wrong? Or is it, or are we on this, oh, as long as you just do good in the regular season shit? Because that's not what we say for people like Peyton Manning. That's not what we say for people. That's not what we say for people like
sport, Charles. We're talking about basketball.
I just brought up Charles Barkley. That's not what we say for people like people like Bron. Don't even say that it isn't. It's the same fucking deal. Championships matter. So Harrison Barnes not doing what his job assignment is to make threes and to contribute as a player seeking a $20 million contract, that's a problem. I have a problem with that. Yes, I do.
The majority of the shots.
How many threes did he take? Overall. Oh, wait.
God damn it.
I'm just saying, man. I'm just saying. Like, I really don't like how people do not just give out the L's accordingly. People just are so afraid to say that Curry played like a bitch. People are afraid.
So, when Curry's up in free agency next season... Because he didn't play well.
How many times do I have to say this? The same thing when you try to use that straw man for LeBron in 2011. It's a complete straw man. Yes, it is. Yeah, yes, it is.
It's not.
Yes, it is.
He's.
Go ahead.
Let me finish. Can I talk? In 2017, mm-hmm. at the end of next season, when he becomes a free agent, he choked. Your argument that you predicated on the whole Harrison Barnes getting a certain amount of money for a contract for this upcoming offseason has been how he performed in the finals. So, when Curry goes for free agency next offseason, after this one,
let me explain to you why that entire premise is wrong. Like I tried to say, that straw man used that. No, it's not. No, I'm not. Let me explain. Why don't you talk? That straw man that you used with LeBron in 2011, when we know that LeBron is a franchise player, we know that he's proven his greatness before 2011. The fact that he got that team to the finals against the Spurs, he got swept. Who gives a fuck? He had Eric Snow and Boobie Gibson on his team. That's greatness. Stephen Curry is greatness. Stephen Curry choked. So Stephen Curry choking in the finals, but the fact that he was a part and he was a huge role in the year before that finals when he won in 2015, that does warrant 2017 money. Harrison Barnes being an average player in the 2015 finals, Harrison Barnes being a non-factor in 2016, that does not warrant the money. So that is why your argument does not make sense. It's invalid and it is a straw man. And the fact that you tried to call that a double standard is completely wrong, because it's not. It's a double standard. Okay, no, so it's a double standard.
No, it's not. It is. You did not.
Yes, I did. Yes, I did. Yes, I did. Yes, I did.
Harrison Barnes versus Curry. No, you did not.
He hasn't showed up the last two finals.
Show up in the finals, and because Curry didn't show up in the
He hasn't shown up the last two finals, dude. No, fam. Let me stop you right there, fam. He hasn't shown up the last two finals. He hasn't shown up the last two finals. Last year's finals, it was Iguodala, it was David Lee in that game, I believe it was game four, and it was Stephen Curry who pulled them out of that hole. And it was also a couple contributions here and there from Bogut. Yes, Barnes made a three here and there. He made a two here and there, but that's not no damn worth no $20 million. Hell no. I'm not paying you $20 million a season to give me 2 points a fucking game in a finals. I'm not paying you $20 million to choke in the fucking finals 2 years in a row. I'm not paying you $20 million to give me 3 seconds of help defense when I can get that from any fucking player in the D-League right now. I'm not paying you $20 million for that shit. Get the fuck out of here. So when you bring up LeBron in 2011 and, oh, should LeBron get his money the next season? You know that's bullshit because LeBron has proven his greatness before 2011. Stephen Curry has proven his greatness before this choking game. Game seven. And in this series, Stephen Curry gave me 38 points. So that shows me that Stephen Curry is in fact a franchise player, and it is not a double standard, as you say, when I'm using the same standard as I would use for LeBron for Stephen Curry. I would use the same standard for Harrison Barnes if Harrison Barnes has shown me that he's capable of being a $20 million a season type guy, and he has not shown me that.
Choked in the finals. He does not deserve whatever contract for a starter.
In my mind, in the reports that I've seen. I've seen reports that differ from
number two. Then that is not accurate because Larry Kuhn is the scout.
Well, I mean, that's cool and all, but I've seen other reports from other credible sources.
And that's nice.
That's cool, but I'm also telling you that other sources have said $20 million season. And we know that the NBA tweets and all those things, it's not written in stone just because some guy said he's getting it. Larry Kuhn can tweet what he wants. What happens?
It's not
where he speak this. If he speaks this or tweets this. Or
if you could let me talk, yes. Yes, on many podcasts, he wrote it many times. He is viewed. He's the guy that literally, if you want to learn about the salary cap and how it works, go to him. He is the guy that has run the courses to teach other GMs and other administrative roles in the NBA. I can give you it all. All right. So number two, the argument of which you used
is
because Harrison Barnes did not show up in the finals. These were your words. Did not show up. Nope. The first time you said it was this finals because he choked.
That's exactly what you said. Q, come on, man.
That he does
y'all
not
both on that bullshit right now.
What?
Y'all both on that bullshit, and y'all know y'all both on that bullshit. Like y'all asked me. Y'all asked me what were the qualifiers, and I gave you the fucking qualifiers.
The finals. That's it.
Then you brought up LeBron choking in the finals. Does that mean? Because
I gave you a counter
does that mean that this? And I said no. Argument. LeBron has proven before that year that he was a franchise player. So the fact that you even bring up Stephen Curry is absolutely laughable because you know damn well Stephen Curry is a franchise player. Don't try to play those double, talking games with me, dude. I know. Yes, you are.
I'm playing double talking games.
Yo, we're literally going to call this entire part of the episode Harrison Barnes.
Because no, this is not even just about Harrison Barnes. This is about Warriors players in general and how people talk about them. But go ahead.
I'm saying we need.
Your big beef was the money with Harrison Barnes, and then you made it into about the Warriors media anyway. My whole thing was that you saying that he does not deserve X amount of money because of X, Y, and Z. And that it was because of how he played in the finals. And then I said, okay, so based on how Stephen Curry played in those finals, because that was the basis of what you were considering for his next contract for Barnes, I placed that for the next player X insert here. I used LeBron, and then I used Stephen Curry since he was the upcoming agent. And then you said...
I did not change the criteria.
You changed the criteria for Curry. You said he...
I said he proved it in last year's finals. Sir. Let me stop you right there, fam. Because last year's finals, he did prove it, fam. Don't try to do that. He did win. If Curry... if Curry did not win last year's finals and he played light like shit in this year's finals, he played light like shit. Guess where he would be, fam? On my exposed list. He would be on my, he's a regular season star, but postseason, he ain't worth all that cash. Yes, I'd say that. I would say that. A lot of people say that would be foolish, and we can debate that, but he's not worth no damn 200 million, you know, or whatever the fuck he would be, the astronomical numbers that he's going to get in 2017. He wouldn't be that. I would say, wow, look at the way he's choked in these last two finals. And some could say that the first three games of each finals, he's choked. So I'm not even going to get into that, but just know that when you brought up the qualifiers, and I brought up the fact that LeBron in 2011 is an irrelevant argument because we know that LeBron is a franchise player. He's proved his greatness before. My whole purpose, I said it again, I'll say it again. Harrison Barnes, this finals, choked both sides, not worth the money. Then you'll come in and you'll say, well, what about this player? And then I'll say, well, dude, this is what happens last year. This is what happens a lot of the season. Don't pretend that Harrison Barnes has not gone ghost in regular seasons for multiple games at a time. They always talk about how Harrison Barnes has confidence issues and how he's, you know, trying to get his shot back and how he's a really nice guy, but he's very timid and all that shit. Let's not act like that has not been out there. Let's not act like those stories have not arisen. So when I bring up the fact that he's not worth the projected, whatever, 15 or 20, the conflicting reports that I've seen, it's a matter of what he's done for me. And what I think he's done for me, I can get from a lot more threes in the NBA on cheaper contracts. I just think that. And if you disagree with me, that's cool. But one thing that you can't disagree with me on is that he went ghost in this finals.
I'm just scrolling through Twitter. I'm sorry. I'm done with Harrison Barnes, yo. I can't even believe we're still talking about this nigga.
Yeah. I know. The only thing I got left to say is, Q, I think your bigger issue, because you've had this with Biyombo when we talked about him and other players, is I think your biggest issue is trying to make sense of what the salary cap.
No, it's not even about that. It's not even about that. No.
You said that these players are not worth their money.
No, it's not.
That's what you've been complaining about.
No.
That's what you've been complaining about. Harrison Barnes, X here, another player here, not worth their money.
It's not so much. Just salary cap. It's so much the fact that the NBA has gone to this place where these guys can get the money. I have no problem with the salary cap going up to, what is it, $92 million this season, 94. I have no problem with the fact that everyone's getting this money. I have a problem with the wrong guys getting it. I just have a problem with that. I have no problem with, and you know, and it sucks to me because I don't think Biyombo is worth that money. I think that he's not worth. Dude, like they were talking $17 million a season. I don't think he's worth that. I'm not going, get your fucking money. Rob Toronto blind for all I can give a fuck. But at the same time, you got guys like DeRozan. They talking $100 million. Like what the fuck? They talking 90 something to 100 for DeRozan. And I'm just like, shit. So where the hell are we headed? Is Dellavedova gonna get a $20 million? Like what the fuck is going on? He's getting $200 million. Like, I don't know. They are going to skyrocket. But my problem is the fact that a lot of these guys aren't earning it.
The reasons that they make these contracts is not just one or two things. That's why you're going to see DeRozan get probably close to a max deal. And do we think he's worth it? Probably not. Because I think he's more hurtful with his style of play, but for some teams they need his scoring and his ball and his usage rate and all that. But it's not just one thing. And I think that's where Stowe and I had the disagreement, because we weren't using just one or two
things exactly.
To qualify. Well, that's what I was using, so I guess that's where we differ in the opinion. And that's fine.
But yeah, I suppose so, Q.